Thank you for joining us for today's Wait, Wait, Don't Plant That segment. Today in studio, I have with me Jerry Goodspeed, USU Horticulture Extension Agent, and we're going to talk about mint. Now, I asked you before the program which one, and you said that, you know, basically it doesn't matter. So let's talk about mint.
Well, a lot of them, like the spearmint and the peppermints, you know, I grew up in the north, in the Northwest, and we grew mint as a crop where you would harvest it and you would extract the juice off of. And it's a very profitable product at times. And one of the reasons it's very profitable is because to get a what they would do to fill an acre or 100 acres, whatever it was, of mint, is you take the plant and you just rip it all apart, and then you just throw down any of the roots in the soil wherever you want to. And then pretty soon where you threw down the roots, you have 1, 2, 10, 50 plants. And so it fills in that area really nice. And that's great if you're trying to grow mint. It's not so great if you're a homeowner and you've planted some mint in your herb garden, and pretty soon the mint's starting to overtake some of your other herbs. And so normally what we do is, before you put it in the ground, put a container around it. And then put it in the ground, or keep it in the container so that it's a small, it stays in a small area, and it doesn't start to invade everything else, especially the peppermints and the spearmints and those types of things.
Now, about 10 years ago, I got all excited about growing different herbs and things, and so I got these mints with different sounding names, like chocolate mint, and it does kind of has this chocolate smell.
It does,
to
doesn't it? Yeah.
I got the peppermint. I think I do spearmint, but then there was a pineapple mint.
Yeah. There's an orange mint.
An orange mint. There's all these different mints, but the pineapple one especially it's coming up in the grass.
Yep.
Yeah, I pull it, keep pulling it out where it got put, and I'm just shooting myself. But the peppermint I put on the northeast corner of my garage, and there's a tree that's there.
So it gets some shade.
So it's getting shade, and I never see it go to seed. It doesn't spread very much. So I'm like, okay, I think if I want mint, this is what I've got to do, is either put it in a bucket or someplace where it's not going to get everything it wants.
And that's exactly right. If you give it a little bit of shade, and some of the mints aren't quite as aggressive, but even it, you'll notice it will start to grow out and it'll start to move. The pineapple mint, that's interesting. I hadn't heard that it was quite that aggressive.
I just have to tell you, it sucks. It's absolutely horrible. And it's in an area that doesn't hardly get any water to it. And we keep trying to put we had strawberries that we replanted thinking, oh, we got rid of it. But pop, pop, pop.
Well, now you have the strawberry mint. You just combine them. And that's one of the problems with mint, is it is somewhat aggressive. And I love mint. Don't get me wrong, but keep it confined. Keep it into its own little area. And it normally does better with a lot of water. When they grow it commercially, it's almost in a bog, if you will, very wet. And it just thrives in those areas. And that's why a lot of times we'll see it along stream banks, not so much in Utah, but in other locations. You'll see it where it's naturalized itself, and it just takes right off along a stream bank.
So while we're on the subject of mint, what my mom always called horse mint, that seems to be the weed du jour in the garden. How do you get rid of it? Because it seems to grow not only from seed, but it's also growing from the roots.
How do you get rid of it? The best way is probably just to move.
And make sure you don't have any seeds with you as you leave.
Yeah, sterilize everything as you walk off the property. You know, there is no really easy way. There are some what we call some herbicides that you can use that'll control them, such, you know, the standards of glyphosate or Roundup and 2,4-D and those types of herbicides. The problem is it's like any other weed. One time doesn't do it, and you have to be consistent with it, and you have to keep working with it. And then if you see it in the summer, a lot of times we just tell you just to pull it and weaken the plant and then put something else in there. And then there are some plants that are just going to be hard to get rid of. And it's one of them. It's just hard to get rid of, and you just have to keep with it. And even when you keep with it, and we've talked about this before, Brian, some plants 3 years later was thrown down a seed, and all of a sudden the seed will sprout, and you think you've got it controlled, and there it's back. And then you just have to keep working with it.
And then if you use canal water, good luck.
Anytime you're using some secondary water, there's a chance, if you don't filter it really good, especially if you're using a canal or if you're flooding, yeah, you're going to get everything the neighbor let go to seed. And part of that, you just never know what they're going to let them go to seed.
So today's Wait, Wait, Don't Plant That plant is mint unless you put it in a bucket.
Correct.
Or on the northwest corner of your garage
with shade.
All right, Jerry, thanks for coming in.
My pleasure.
You've been listening to Wait, Wait, Don't Plant That. Jerry Goodspeed is USU's Horticulture Extension Agent.